Track 5. Spitting Image brought latex lunacy to TV screens 3 decades ago, and now it's back.
It's been 4 years in the making and 24 years in the waiting, but the legendary 80s puppet satire show Spitting Image is finally back on the screen. And as in the previous iteration, it is Wells-based mischief maker Roger Law who is the driving creative brain for this 21st century reboot. It's been something of a challenge for the artist and satirist, now in his 80th year, not least because of the corona chaos. I'm a bit frayed at the edges because we made 100 puppets, which I've had to do on Zoom, he tells me. On Zoom, of course. I've got used to the new technology. It's actually not bad, but I was really looking forward to being back in the workshop. I really miss that bit. He also had to recruit a team to create his vision in the studio, which wasn't without its challenges. I rounded up the talent, which wasn't easy. Caricaturists are hard to find. They're as rare as rocking horse shit, because the newspapers simply don't train them up like they used to. And the ones that are established don't want to mess around working half the night for Spitting Image. The original show was very much a British phenomenon, but the new one has opened itself up to the world, reflected in the makeup of the team. Because it's global, this time I've used American and French caricaturists, he says, adding that he also recruited people who'd worked at the world-famous Tussauds Waxworks. I was surprised at how skilled quite a lot of young people are now. Really, really good. The first Spitting Image was pretty rough and ready, to say the least. The worldwide reach of the anarchic show has also brought other challenges, including a new generation of people Roger is unfamiliar with. We're making people like Chrissy Teigen and Elon Musk. I don't even know who they are. I don't think they know who I am either, though. Which are his favourite puppets? Well, he likes the way a certain teenage environmental campaigner has turned out. The best puppet, for my money, is Greta Thunberg. She's the weather girl. Very angry. It makes me laugh every time I see her. The weather is too hot. He likes Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall as well. And the Queen, though he says of Her Majesty, the Queen is a bit cruel simply because, like me, she's knocking on a bit. There is a perspiration-free Prince Andrew, and, of course, US President Donald J. Trump, whose name elicits a vigorous and largely unrepeatable denunciation from Roger. Going global means the satire has to travel, so the show recruited Jeff Westbrook, a TV writer best known for his work on The Simpsons and Futurama, to lead the team. It'll strive for the fresh topicality of the original, delivering programmes close to on-air time. A little closer to home, it also recruited Norfolk comedy writer and actor Carl Minns of the Nimmo Twins. I grew up watching Spitting Image, so it's a real thrill to be on the writing team for the new series, says Carl. The last-minute delivery can make for blade-sharp TV, though with the risks that occasionally things will sail wide of the mark. There's also the question of taste. When is cruel too cruel? And of external pressure, something Roger recalls from the original series. I think we were asked not to do something twice in 12 years. Most of the censorship was self-censorship. So, for instance, if somebody was incredibly emaciated, you'd get one of the bright boys to look into it to make sure it was okay, he says, adding that blood is the only no-no in 2020, chiefly because of the US audience. I ask if he has any communication with his partner from the 80s, Peter Fluck, over the reboot. He's a fine artist these days, says Roger with a smile. He doesn't want to go down market from there. He had quite enough of Spitting Image the first time round. Roger is still enjoying his North Norfolk coast life, and he and his wife, Deirdre Amston, one of the country's top quilters, have found positives in the neighbourliness of Wells in lockdown. I get lots of stuff off the allotment. People drop me tomatoes. If they go to Fakenham Market, they come round and say, look, do you need anything? The busy staycation summer and the bigger than usual tourist influx brought out a little roguishness in Roger over the matter of social distancing. I got a T-shirt made which says, if you're close enough to read this, you're too fucking close. I don't exactly flaunt it in front of 30-year-olds that look a bit angry, but I certainly use it on the oldies. For someone in the autumn of the years, Roger seems to have bags of energy to pour into the project. I'm always awake by 6, so I just get up early in the morning and get on with it, he says. I work 7 days a week, really. Maybe I get half a day off at the weekend, but it's very full on. Spitting Image is produced by Avalon, and it's available on the subscription streaming service BritBox.